How was your Jungle Book class?
Drawing every day.
Summer Youth Theater culminates with The Jungle Book, and the Sheldon Museum spotlights a local artist. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more just ahead. Alaska wildlife troopers have cited Juneau fisherman and lobbyist Robert Thorstenson Jr. for fishing without a commercial vessel license. According to a report on the trooper's website, Thorstenson was fishing near Hidden Falls on Baranoff Island Sunday, July 18th, in a 32-foot sea sport. Troopers contacted him and determined the vessel did not have a commercial fisheries entry commission license, a requirement to participate in the commercial fishery. Thorstenson was cited and fined $210. Thorstenson is a well-known commercial seiner. He's also a lobbyist in Juneau for several Alaska fishing groups. The state's 2010 lobbyist directory lists the Alaska Crab Coalition, the Sitka Herring Group, and Southeast Alaska Seiners Association amongst his clients. He's the son of Robert Thorstenson Sr., one of the founders of Icicle Seafoods. The elder Thorstenson died last year at the age of 77. Sarah Cohen's name is already underneath some familiar art objects around Haines. Her work has charmed galleries, the library, the school, the bank.
But it all looks pretty different from what I'm doing now.
The Haines artist's latest work is the subject of the new six-week spotlight installation at the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center. Cohen says her acceptance in the museum's series of art shows featuring local artists has helped her become an artist all over again.
I mean, I'm definitely hoping that this is kind of, you know, jump-starting my career back into really working on art a lot since I kind of took, you know, a two-year-ish break. So I'm definitely hoping to start making this more of my everyday lifestyle, for sure. It's been all-consuming, but it's been really fun. I mean, it's been a really good thing that it's been basically a full-time job on top of everything else. It's been great. It feels like that's how I want to live, for sure.
Cohen studied art, particularly glass work, at the California College of the Arts in the Bay Area. She's had a few shows as far away as Japan and been part of others, but says her art has started to be less of a focus in her life lately.
Having a deadline is really helpful. And since I've been out of school about 2.5 years, you know, not having any deadlines or assignments or anything, and just you get so busy with life, then it's kind of hard to really sit down and really work on stuff. And so having the deadline for this show was great because it really made me get back to thinking about art again. And I guess I was kind of stuck for a long time.
This particular show has been described by those who have seen it as peaceful, whimsical, organic, abstract, fantasy.
Other than some gigantic gummy bears, there's nothing that's recognizable as something that you would know.
Pieces mix wood, glass, rock, and other earthy elements.
The first piece that I made for this show is called You Grew Into the Hole in My Heart, and it's a simple kind of glass piece of this little glass tree that's growing through a hole in this heart-shaped rock. And I found this rock, it already had the hole in it and everything, and that's the first thing I made for the show, and then it just kind of took off from there. Aesthetically, definitely all the pieces are very united, if not, you know, the conceptually.
The museum's program has given opportunities to resident artists over the past few years to learn how to plan and hold a professional art exhibit. Cohen's show opens Friday at the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center in Haines. A reception is open to the public from 5 to 7 p.m. on July 23rd.
And I guess the main difference is that the work that I have now really does mean something to me. It's definitely more an expression of, you know, depending on the piece, some experience or an emotion or some reaction to something that I saw or something in my environment, whereas pieces that I've made previously have been much more kind of experimenting with the material and kind of learning how to use the material and maybe, you know, ran with something just to get the experience of working with it. Rather than just making an object for the sake of just making it, a lot of my pieces now are more a reflection of something particular in my life.
It'll be Cohen's first full show in her hometown, which is at least a little bit intimidating.
It's very exposing, definitely. But it's really exciting because, you know, I grew up in such a rich artist community, and my parents, you know, both being artists, and I feel like most people don't really know what I do, or else they kind of assume that I, you know, kind of make what my mom makes, or kind of, you know, just kind of lump me in with whoever else I am working with, and so I'm really excited for the chance, definitely, to show what I've been working on.
And if you missed the show opening, Cohen's work will be on display at the Sheldon Museum for the next 6 weeks. If you can't make it there, at the very least, go in the Haynes School's main entrance, turn around, and look up.
Hey guys! Can I hear your jungle roar?
Good thing school starts back up in a month, because the kids in town are literally going wild.
Let's hear some monkeys!
At least 20 Haynes kids have been practicing their most feral animal sounds in the Chilcat Center for the last 3 weeks, in preparation for their stage performance of The Jungle Book. Natalie Cosgrove is cast as Mowgli.
He's the little boy who... his mom abandoned him at the edge of the jungle when he was a baby, and a wolf pack finds him when he's a baby, and he grows up in the jungle not knowing he's a boy.
Humans are weak and defenseless. It is possible to unite to harm them.
Right, don't forget to say laws of the jungle. Humans are weak and defenseless. Okay, keep going.
Cosgrove goes to school in Juneau and spends summer in Haynes. She was in Perseverance Theater's recent production of Hansel and Gretel and has played in school performances, but she says this one has been the most fun.
It's fun because in Hansel and Gretel, there were kids, but it wasn't all kids. It was mostly adults. And in school plays, no one really does anything. They just, because it's a school play, but...
Alexis Alamillo is one of the adults working with the kids. She recently graduated from University of Colorado in Boulder with a fine arts degree in theater. She says this week's show is all part of the annual Summer Youth Theater.
It starts as a conservatory and then it culminates to a production. So we've been doing stuff for the last 2.5 weeks with rehearsals in the afternoon and applying what we learn in the mornings to the afternoon.
We do improv games in the morning.
And Vaughn Avery came in and Ellie and Dan Henry's been in, and so lots of local talent coming in and helping as well.
12 big kids and 9 little kids are part of this year's Summer Youth Theater, along with a list of grown-ups. They've all had their hands in creating this weekend's performance.
Well, we have Shere Khan, who's the bad guy, and his sidekick, Tabaki. He's really funny.
What's something that Mowgli says?
Good hunting. It's like some greeting in the jungle. Everyone says it, yeah.
Good hunting to you.
Maybe you should be on stage, I see.
Good hunting to you.
Good hunting, everyone. How was our little cub?
Growing every day.
Akela, the little wolf.
The wise one.
Good hunting to you all. Please, be at ease.
The Jungle Book on stage certainly promises creative costuming, an untamed set, beastly makeup, and faraway rainforest sounds.
A lot of jungle things, I guess.
Lots of animals howling, hopefully. We got the little kids up doing a dance number.
We have music going, but we don't sing.
Yeah. Courtney Colbeck and Julie Doddridge are on the costumes, so they're going to be spectacular.
Stage performances of The Jungle Book run Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 p.m. at the Chilkat Center for the Arts. Tickets are $7 for students, $12 for adults, and $35 for families. Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell. Want to stay in touch with home when you're out of town? Just visit khns.org and click on the Listen tab. There, you can keep up to date with news and events until you're back in the Northern Panhandle.